Good evening, all my little baked potatoes.
Fire!
Welcome to Couch Cushion Sessions. I am V. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
A.K.A. Sophisticated V.
Hey, yes. Pinky up V.
A.K.A. Customer Service Voice V.
No.
Nobody likes those.
No.
I'm Corey.
A.K.A. Very Unenthused Corey.
A.K.A. always has enthusiasm when he comes into the Grease Pole podcast, but Cannabis Pad, he's just like, I'm Corey.
No, I don't do that. That's why I said I'm trying to lean into the shit. I want to pretend that I'm cool.
You need sunglasses then every time you intro.
Oh.
Like the douchey sunglasses.
Say less.
Anyway.
Wait till next week.
And I'm Justin.
A.K.A. Sun's up, Justin, because he's got a sun's hat on today.
Sun's yes. up on top of my head.
Hell yeah.
Ew.
A.K.A. rocking purple and pink at the same time and looking dope as shit, right? Justin.
Right?
Yep.
Great colors.
Yep.
And great colors.
It is a weird choice to go together, but whatever.
No, they're awesome colors.
They are.
Fuck,
they are.
Fuck anybody that thinks otherwise.
And we're couching on the kush. Yep.
Yes, we're couching on the kush.
Yep,
and
there you
cushion
go.
On the couch.
Yep. So on this episode, I don't know about you guys, but like when I get high, I always like to find weird ass fucking shows to watch. Like this seems to be a thing. So the newest thing, or not the newest thing, but the other night I was watching this and I was like, this is gold.
Yeah. You pulled it up right as I was about to go to sleep and you were like, it's like 5 minutes. You've got to watch one of these. And I will say this show is it's a fun time. There's not a lot of not dialogue, but it's a fun ride you go on for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's called what?
So we get to see this live reaction, Justin.
It's called Mole Car.
Yeah, Mole Car. And it's on Netflix, fun fact.
Yes.
But we're watching it on YouTube now, so.
Well, maybe, possibly.
Maybe.
It better cooperate.
Damn it. Damn you. Damn you, Molcar.
It was working before. I had pushed, hey, only go active or only, you know, start playing or refresh when it goes active. But it decided, nah, I'll just do nothing. How about that?
It'd be like that sometimes.
Hey, oh,
there we go.
Oh, oh, here we go. Hello, Molcar.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, hey, buddy.
Oh.
I love Pui Pui.
Music,
oh,
though.
Yeah. I'm
such a good time.
I'm wondering if that's... Folks, you're going to have to go to YouTube, possibly, to hear it, because it's coming out of our gimmick.
Yeah. Look at him pushing the little Coca-Cola.
He's so cute. They make cute little guinea pig noises. I know y'all can't hear it, but it's hysterical. They do like...
And then that's the trippy part.
Wait,
is they
what?
Show actual people driving in the cars. It's very trippy. It's like Enter the Void type of shit.
Like, look at him. He's so, like, expressive.
They are very...
And they don't roll. They crawl.
They're very not... dramatic. Yeah,
ooh,
the wheels, move.
Look at that one. It's got hoop earrings.
That's the... that's the diva mole car.
This seems like utter chaos because they chase each other around.
Yeah, it does. He's... I don't know why. Do they, are they playing hockey here? My man just got messed up somehow.
This one's supposed to be like driving school.
But like, there's rockets.
Then what a great.
Oh no!
Watch.
Run, wait a second.
Dude.
Run! Oh no, he grabbed it.
Wait
he didn't
a second.
Get hit.
Why are you let the rocket go?
Wait, why was he inside?
Is he
but
thieving?
He's a car.
He's thieving. Oh, he's a thief. Right?
Oh no.
Oh no, there goes the buildings. Oh no.
No.
Look at all their faces. They're so worried.
Yeah, this isn't fun.
I just
want to
squish them so much that their eyes pop out.
Jesus.
Oh, there goes the building. Oh no, it's going to tip over the one with the ball on it. The ball's going to fly.
The ball's going to roll.
Oh no. Oh no.
Go.
Every one of them are like, bruh.
Oh, I always think it's
so. The police.
The popo.
The police have red eyes and so do the ambulances. So, like, are they born knowing that they're going to be a police car?
I have red eyes. Therefore, I am a.
You get, ooh, they're all on trial.
The judge.
I love how the cars are in the audience.
Oh,
here's
they're revoking their
driver's
licenses.
Yeah.
Oh, the people are happy about that. Oh.
Why are the guinea pigs the ones to...
I mean, you can't put them in separate cages. That's a little
that's a little
extreme, don't we think?
I was thinking the trains for.
Oh, now's where they go to driving school.
Oh,
for messing up. Okay.
This
but also,
makes sense.
Aren't they've made it seem like there's people inside there driving them?
They are.
So if the people are driving,
that's
them,
what I'm
why
saying.
Is it...
Why are they not responsible? That's why. Why are the guinea pig?
Oh,
the cars pay the price.
This ended so abruptly. Oh, like, where
and
was
the
driving
the
school?
Yeah, I guess it.
That was. What,
we don't find out who fucking passes. That's kind of horse shit.
Yeah. So that was
what the hell?
Pui pui mole car. I like it. It's cute.
They're fun. It's definitely the noise enhances it. So if you can't hear it, you got to be able to hear the little bloop 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 as the tires that are actually serve as the car's legs
mm-hmm.
walk along the highway. They
There's
don't
one episode
drive.
That we saw. I didn't do that one here because we already saw it. But mm-hmm. they literally climb over top of each other and just like squish them.
Yeah, they had a traffic jam, and the one mole car decided. As there was an ambulance behind the one, he goes, you know what? I'm going to put you on my roof, or roof, as people from Minnesota say. And he just shoved him over all the other cars on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the ambulam car just crawled over all the other cars.
And then they all continued to crawl over all of the other cars. And then they just turned into a giant stampede. It just seems like chaos in this little guinea pig town.
Yeah, the lead car wasn't paying attention to the light that was actually green. He had music up really loud,
mm-hmm.
and so he wasn't aware the light was green.
I'm guessing the music was something like...
Something
no,
like
it was
that.
Like...
Oh, was it? Was it how...
Yeah.
I didn't remember. I just
Anytime they go to hit... Like, it was normal music when it was like... Whatever,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as they went to the car, it would be like...
House music.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, well, the thing I liked about that one was the guinea pig got away and the dude was left on the ground because the dude was the one sitting at the light, not the guinea pig. The guinea pig's trying to, like, leave.
Yeah.
And he's all like, nah. So the guinea pig ran away and then, like, the kid got arrested, which was nice because, like.
The cops are very dramatic in this show.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Policia. They're very.
The policia.
I mean, I guess the one we just watched, I mean, there was a rocket and a bunch of buildings got knocked over, so...
Yeah. The rocket got intercepted by one of the cars.
But this is the kind of shit, like, he'll wake up and be like, what are you watching? And this is just...
It feels like a bizarre dream sequence.
Yeah, because I watch a lot of shit like this, like a lot of cartoons and, like, random shit. Like, I don't have to know what's going on. I just have to... I'm usually, like, doing shit, like... Today I was doing Would You Rathers.
Yes.
For lots hours. And I just watched shows like this. I don't remember what I was watching Magic School Bus. They redid that.
Yes, they did.
Miss Frazzle.
Yeah, I was
I don't know why, but the old ones were
still
good.
She's one
of
the people that's in the list I didn't mention.
Oh, Jesus.
So we need a photo
Miss
of her.
Miss Frizzle, Lily wants her face. I love her though. She's so funny. She would be fun to get stoned with.
Yes.
Probably.
Oh my god, she would be so much. I love her laugh. That ha 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 or whatever. She oh my god, it's so amazing. But anyway, it doesn't sound like that, guys. You know what Lily what god.
Lily Tomlin.
Tomlin, yes. Yep. Her her laugh is so goddamn who has a contagious laugh? Who's
Seth Rogen?
My friend Zach.
Yes.
We need famous people because the people at home don't know what Zach laughs like. We'll get you a clip of Zach laughing so you know for future reference.
It's funny.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the dude we met at the party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at Hot Joe's
birthday.
Oh,
he is funny. None of you know this, but except for
Hot
people
Joe
that are friends with Zach.
Hot Joe has an infectious laugh because he by nature is infectious.
here we go.
So, yeah.
Haven't had enough time to...
He's got to get name dropped every episode.
Okay, every episode.
We love you, Joe.
Be our sponsor, not really.
He not sponsors really. Everything we do.
He does. He's just going to have to just come on here. That's how you're going to be our sponsor.
Well, true. Yeah, if we'd ever get our goddamn sweaters.
Anyway, so who's your infectious laugh? He said Seth Rogen.
I don't know. Off the top of my dome, I don't know.
Fran Drescher.
I was thinking that.
I mean, even if you don't like it, it is infectious.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
It does the
you.
Trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else has, like, a really good laugh. Like, every time you hear him laugh, you're just like, that shit's funny. Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
He's
a
good
big
one.
Laugher.
Uh-huh.
He is. But he's also, I lump it, he's a Philly guy, Eagles fan, so I like him. But He's up there with Dwayne. You guys can go away somewhere for a little bit, please.
Yeah, he has gotten to the point where he's everywhere.
It's just constant.
Yeah.
I could go without seeing Kevin Hart, I feel like, for about 3 years. I could go without seeing Dwayne ever again in my life.
Why do you hate on The Rock so much?
Because he's stupid. Get out of here. You put your fucking tattoo on everything. We get it. $7. You weren't worth the shit at the University of Miami. You barely saw the field. Please stop acting like you were a football star. You fucking sucked. You're an asshole. And people are tired of seeing your fucking ass. You don't need. He shoves himself in the middle of everything. We're not here for you, Dwayne. Everything isn't about you. What?
So what kind of shows did you like to watch when you were high? You get other rants later.
Anything without The Rock.
Okay. C-Lab 2021. I mean, that was a drunk one too, but like any of those Adult Swim shows, high rule.
Adult Swim is
C-Lab,
weird,
I've never
dude.
Seen that one.
C-Lab 2021. Very good.
I didn't get the whole French fry one. That one
no,
makes
the Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
That one makes
you should definitely
yeah. even
and watch that one.
I've tried. Oh. Every time I'm like, I get so distracted by the fact that one's
My
a milkshakes and one's
Shake Zula, the Mike Ruler.
The
I
ones,
remember that show. I never watched it.
The ones I like to watch when high are like, I'm trying to think of. I would say
Rick and Morty.
She-Ra.
Rick and Morty. I tend to like. I randomly zone in and out of that show, so like I'll laugh at random parts when I come back. But
She-Ra
like,
is frequently on when I wake up.
Yeah, I like She-Ra a lot. It's a good show.
The Princess of Power.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a good one. I like cartoons a lot when I'm high because it's just
you
it's
do.
Nonsense.
It's easier.
It's
yeah.
adorable.
Yeah, well, not just adorable, really.
I don't mean that to sound condescending. If that's how it came off, it's cute.
Oh, well, yeah, I like it just because, like, it's not just a simple, but it get. I know when my mind's like that, it likes to kind of be creative, and I feel like when I watch cartoons, I'm a bit, like, even stuff like Avatar The Last Airbender, like, stuff that's not really, like, it's a kid's show, but it's not a kid's show, like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I watch, I just like cartoons because it gives you the whole realm of a possibility kind of thing, whereas, like, if you're, like, watching live action shows, it's kind of like, you're in this box, kind of.
I like to watch Terrifier.
That's just a random statement. It has nothing to do with being high.
I was going to say, you've never watched it when high, so how can you say?
No, because I'm high on art.
He would probably sit there and be like, I want this to be over. It feels like he's been killing them
for
half an hour.
Yeah, I don't know that
I'd
want to see it high. I'd probably be like, what?
But, I can attest from watching the Friday movies high as hell. The biggest thing with horror films when you're high is that just kill him already. Mm. You've been chasing him for a while now. Feels like this has been happening for like 20 minutes.
Or, speaking of weed, just don't do it and you don't die. That and don't have sex. They, yeah.
If
those
you're
are two.
If you're a hot girl that's topless at any point in the movie, you're going to die.
Yeah, if you're getting drunk, smoking a doob, or engaging in coitus.
Anything
you're
basically
going to die.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
That could exactly. be. Not necessarily yeah. that it is fun, because in those movies they don't look like they're having fun, but
yeah, no, not a lot. They're not great actors, but that's part of the appeal, is they're all cheeks and they're all terrible and they're all basically there to get like free McDonald's.
Help, Trish, he's killing me.
Yeah, exactly. After you told Trish to leave the room. Make up your mind, guys.
Is it like Friday the
final fourth? Chapter, part four, yeah.
Yeah,
the
fourth
end.
One. It's like he tells her, leave, Trish, leave, go. And then he like she gets
Trish
up.
Leaves.
She goes back and forth, like trying to leave, not trying to leave. And then she gets up the stairs and he's like, wait, no, Trish, he's killing me, help. And she's like,
yeah.
She's
wrestling with, do I help him or not? And it's
and
just like.
That's what kills her in the end, because yeah. she waits like 20 mm-hmm. minutes to figure it out. So,
pick a lane, dude.
Yeah. So 80s horror films, I guess if you're high is what you go for, or the, you know.
Or you just watch them when you're sober like a loser like me.
But either way, whatever you like to do.
What's your stone comfort show,
folks? I was going to say, comment below what your stone comfort show is. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what else? Anything else, people? I think that's about it.
Hit the subscribe button for sure.
He's better than this.
You know what? Our goal is to be your stone comfort show.
Yeah.
We want to replace whatever it currently is.
Yeah.
So there's that. Hit the subscribe button and we can be that for you.
And some hearts, you know, because if you find us even a little funny, you know, we'll bring it back. We'll bring the funny.
Yes. Love us.
Anyway.
Love us.
Stay tuned, stay positive, and stay stoned, y'all. Oh, he's hugging you. Look at him hugging
yes,
you.
Yes. Virtual anyway. Hugs.
Yeah. So,
bye.
Peace.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.